Hello and welcome to Money Control's Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Tharad and today is June 17 and here are the top things to know before the market opens. In the Middle East, the deadly conflict between Israel and Iran has ended its fifth day with both sides widening their attacks. Iran's air defenses have been activated again tonight over Tehran, hours after Israeli military said it detected incoming Iranian missiles. The US President Donald Trump warned Iranians to evacuate Tehran and is leaving the G7 summit early and returning to the US because of what's going on in the Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu believes that Israel's strike have significantly set back Iran's nuclear program, and so far the casualties are mounting. In Israel, 24 people have been killed since the hostilities began, and Iran, 224 people have been reportedly killed. Coming back to the markets, after the Nifty snapped off 2-day losing streak yesterday, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a quiet start for our Indian markets today. If you look at yesterday's trading session, the Nifty started the week on a strong note. The index rebounded sharply and reclaimed the 24,900 level. If you look at yesterday's trading session, as many as 46 of the 50 Nifty stocks closed in the green. Some of the companies like Bharat Electronics, HDFC Life were the top gainers on the Nifty 50. And if you look at the broader end of the markets, that also saw sharp recovery from intraday lows. The Nifty Midcap Index particularly gained more than 1,000 points from the day's lows. Today, as we head to the trading session, experts believe that as long as Nifty sustains above that 24,800 mark, an upward move towards 25,000 to 25,200 zone is possible in the upcoming sessions. However, if Nifty falls below 24,800, support is placed at 24,700 followed by 24,500. Now let's look at some of the stocks which will be in focus today. First up is your OMC stocks, which will take center stage amid the ongoing conflict in the Middle East and despite Brent crude staying above that $73 per mark. Second up, shares of Vishal Megamart will be in focus as promoter Kedara Capital via Samayat Services will sell about 10% stake via the block deal. The floor price is reportedly set at 110 per rupees per share, which is at 12% discount to the last closing price. Second up, shares of Biocon will be in focus as the company opened a QIP of 4,500 crore rupees at a floor price of 340 rupees per share. The proceeds from the QIP are to be used to reduce the debt. The next stock which will be in focus, that is your Nazara Tech, as the company allotted shares worth about 495 crore rupees to Axana Estates at 990 rupees per share on a preferential basis. And finally, shares of TCS will be in focus as the company partnered with the Council of Europe Development Bank to transform reconciliation processes. Moving forward, let's take a look at some of the global cues that will set the tone of today's trading session. If you look at the US futures market, that fell in early hours as investors continued to assess the developments around the Israel-Iran conflict. However, in overnight, all the three benchmark indices in the Wall Street rose on hopes for a positive resolution to the Middle East conflict. If you look at the Dow Jones, that rose about 300 points. Meanwhile, S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite rose 1% each. Coming to Asia-Pacific markets, that rose on the hope that Iran-Israel conflict might remain contained, with Tehran reportedly signaling readiness to negotiate. If you look at Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225, that added 0.4%, and Kospi advanced by 1%, and Chinese markets were flat in the trade, while Hong Kong inched up by 0.1%. Coming to the commodities market, US crude oil lost about 1% to close at $71 per barrel, while global benchmark Brent crude fell about 1% to settle at $73 per barrel. If you look at oil prices have rallied more than 5-7% after Israel launched a wave of airstrikes against Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs as well as its military leadership. On the other hand, if you look at gold prices, that have slipped more than 1% as traders took profits after prices hit an 8-week high. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have market expert Ajay Bagga joining us, who will talk about whether or not flows would remain volatile in the upcoming sessions amid the ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Listen in.
In anticipation of the Israeli action Thursday itself, we saw very heavy selling, especially in the futures market. The FIs are net short on our markets. And the other thing is the prop desk, the HNIs, are also net short. So the retailers are picking up whatever is there. Promoters have sold nearly $7 billion of their holding. So when promoters and PE funds are selling, IPOs have picked up again. So that supply is there, which is being taken over by the retailers. It's not allowing the market to move up. Oil impact on India is there. It's not as intense as it was 10 years back. $100 price or $120 price will lead to inflation coming back and will upend the global economy, leave aside India. So we run that risk. And seeing that FIs would stay on the sideline, but you look at India VIX at 15 levels, it's not really showing intense fear or excessive fear. So still, we are quite moderately volatile. It's not in the 30s and 40s, the India VIX. So though it has risen, but more it's a wait and watch situation than very active selling.
That's all we have for today's edition of Money Control's Market Minutes. We'll be back with more tomorrow at the same time.